This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A federal committee has released its report following a year-long investigation into alleged anti-Semitism on the Auraria campus. As Denverite's Paolo Chalcedo reports, it follows the spring 2024 anti-war encampment protesting the war in Gaza.
A local committee for the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights was tasked with examining the nature, prevalence, and impact of alleged anti-Semitism during the protest. While the report found, quote, some anti-Semitism during the protest, it mostly took aim at Denver's leadership. The report went as far as to allege that Mayor Mike Johnston and Police Chief Ron Thomas violated the 14th Amendment as they declined to help Auraria officials disband the encampment. The city pushed back on such allegations, describing it as another attack on Denver by the Trump administration. I'm Paolo Shasta, Denverite.
The U.S. Supreme Court has adopted a settlement designed to end a long-running feud over management of the Rio Grande River. The court this week accepted agreements first proposed last year by New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado. The settlement calls for reducing groundwater pumping along the dwindling river and retiring water rights from irrigated farmland in southern New Mexico. Researchers warned last year unsustainable use throughout the Rio Grande Basin threatens water security for millions of people in the U.S. and Mexico who rely on the river. And reminder, CPR has a primary voter guide you can find right now at cpr.org/vote.